My name is Sheldon Schaefer, and I recently retired 2 years ago from the Dome Planetarium in Peoria, Illinois, in the USA. I am also adjunct faculty teaching introductory astronomy at Bradley University. And one of the things that's always fascinated me in the planetarium is the concept of size and scale. You know, when you look up to the sky and you see planets amongst the stars, they all sort of look like they're the same distance, but of course we know that they aren't the same distance. So how does one envision in some concrete fashion the different sizes and the different scales of the universe? Well, one way is to build a model of the solar system where size and distance are represented on the same scale. And we did that in Peoria, Illinois. We built a model to the scale of 99 million to one. In other words, each mile on the model is 99 million miles in real space. And so on this model at the planetarium, we have the sun painted 42 feet across on the wall. It's a little bit larger than the planetarium dome. And outside on our plaza, called the Sun Plaza, we have it laid in colored bricks, yellow and orange bricks. We have a 42 feet sun. And then almost a mile away, we have a 5-inch diameter Earth. And this model goes out to the dwarf planets, which are just a fraction of an inch across, 40 to 60 miles away each. And then on this model, we have the nearest star system. And the nearest star system is located on the real moon. We have a sign we gave to NASA. They haven't put it there yet on the moon, but I've been promised someday they will. So at the Apollo 11 landing site is a crater that's just a little over 100 feet across, which is the size across of our nearest star system, the Alpha Centauri system. Three stars, A, B, and C. And if you lined them up across, they'd fit inside that crater on the moon. So the sun is in Peoria, the Alpha Centauri star system is on the moon, and the dwarf planets, all of the dwarf planets, are within 60 miles of Peoria. So I think it gives you a real concrete visual representation of how big the distances are in space, but how small the sizes are.